Well, the Cass County Fair right around the corner, and if you head to the commercial buildings at the fair, you can see a lot of different things, including the KJN booth. Stop by and say hi, but you can also find a booth that's going to be manned by the folks with the Atlantic Alzheimer's Association, and Randy Moss in with us this morning. Kind of talk a little bit about that. Good morning.
Yes, this will be our first year at the fair, Jim. I talked the board directors into doing it this year. It's going to be an informational booth. We got a lot of different phases you go through with Alzheimer's, and we got all kinds of information. Whether you're just in the first phase, so you know, got to learn all about the Alzheimer's, or you're all the way through it, and it's for caregivers too that take care of mom and dad and grandma and grandpa.
Right. Isn't that kind of sometimes the people you really target more than anything else, or the people around the folks who are affected?
Yes, because the people that are supporting these people, they got jobs sometimes, and sometimes they got to quit their jobs to take care of mom and dad or grandpa. And they get to the point where they're almost put in the hospital because they don't take care of themselves. And I'm speaking that from experience. When I had to put mom in the hospital, in the nursing home, she had to go to the hospital first. And her doctor said, Dr. Axton, he says, you got two choices. We're going to put mom in the nursing home, or we're going to put you in the hospital. And mom, you got to go in the hospital. Mom's right. Going to the nursing home anyway.
Right.
I said, what do you mean? He says, you're pale. You're not taking care of yourself. You've lost a bunch of weight. And even if we do put mom in the nursing home, if you don't start taking care of yourself. Jim, it was the hardest thing in the world I had to do, was put mom in the nursing home, but it was the best thing in the world for her. She had friends up there. I was guaranteed she got 3 meals a day, her meds on time. She wasn't falling when she was up there. She always had somebody watching over her. So kids out there that's taking care of mom and dad, don't be afraid to sign that paperwork. But I will tell you one thing. Don't forget, after the nursing home, they are still your mom and dad. Still go see them. Just don't drop them off and leave them. I see that way too many times in nursing homes where people get forgotten.
Sure. What type of information will you have there for folks then?
I got pamphlets of all kinds. I got pamphlets from the nursing homes, different activities to help your brain get stimulated. One you can do at home right now. Everybody takes pictures. Everybody's got photo albums. Label those pictures with names of the picture, people that's in them. And just give it to them. It will help them regenerate their brain. And they don't know that they're doing it. But, okay, we went to this trip. And we had fun doing it. 9 times out of 10, it'll help. And a lot of people that don't do that, people's going to remember what happened 40 years ago, not what happened 10 minutes ago or yesterday.
Sure. Is it still kind of a difficult conversation to start with folks to get that conversation going about something like Alzheimer's?
It's getting more and more out there. It's a progressive disease, and we still don't have a cure for it, but we're working on one. It's in the works. I can't say there is a cure, but we have the FDA's approval, Federal Drug Administration's approval. As soon as we get one, it will hit the market. It will go out to every nursing home. They will release it instead of waiting 2 years of testing. They will release the drug.
Well, Alzheimer's is one of those things that's difficult for a lot of reasons, but you know, the beginning and the end, you know, the end can be so difficult and so frustrating for so many folks, including those around, but the beginning is so confusing because sometimes folks don't know. They might be suffering from some of the early stages before, long before they ever really know.
A lot of people used to call it the old people's disease. This disease can start as early as age 28. We have had one rare case where it started with a little boy as early as age 7. It was a rare case, and he died at the age of 9. It's a very rare case. His family had it and was passed down to him. But that was a rare case. But you don't realize you have it because, oh, I forgot where I put my keys. Mm-hmm. We just ride off to I forgot where I put something.
Yeah, can't think of the word I was trying to think of just a minute ago. That type of stuff. You know, the things that we do every day anyway because our minds are so scattered on different things.
Oh, I walked in the kitchen. What was I going to do in the kitchen?
Yeah, things that we do a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to the local effort then, too, I know you're out here representing the Atlantic Alzheimer's today, but there is a board, a group of folks who are working on the issue.
Yes, I just come from a board of directors that I'm on two boards for Alzheimer's, our local board and the Southwest board for the Southwest Iowa, and it meets in Harlan for their walk. We talked a lot about different things, but it all boils down, we need the money for research. We have a walk coming up on World Day of Alzheimer's, which is September 21st, here in Atlantic. It'll be out at Shelburgs Park. I'm going to put an early plug in for that, because it's already in the works. We've already got things lined up for it. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. We're inviting all the mayors from the surrounding towns, and I've even reached out to the governor's office and invited her down. She's a big supporter of ours. This is far from a political thing. It's not red or blue, it is purple. It comes from both sides of the aisle. So inviting these people, please don't get me wrong, this is not a political event. So don't think you're going to stay home because the governor's coming. It is a purple event, not red or blue.
So you need everybody's support.
Yeah.
And for folks who want to stop by the Cass County Fair, the booth will be located in the commercial building?
It's in the first building, right up from KJN.
Okay, so you'll be right there, visible for folks.
Yeah.
And there's never an age limit. You kind of touched on that earlier, that folks tend to think of Alzheimer's as something that hits late in life, but that's not necessarily always the case.
Actually, so, we've even had to educate the doctors because it used to be called hardening of the arteries. But now doctors are getting educated and they're realizing, hey, this is something that we need to be taken care of.
Well, you'll have information that's designed for all types of folks there, I suppose, right? For those who...
Everything from caregivers to knowing the first seven signs of it to the ones that's in nursing homes or places to put mom, dad, or grandpa and grandma.
Sure.
To nursing homes, and there's always home health care.
Sure. Now, the booth at the fairgrounds here for the county fair this week here in Cass County is meant largely for information, correct? You're not necessarily raising funds there?
There will be a little wishing well there.
Okay.
And if you want to drop a couple dollars in the wishing well, you're more than welcome. That is not what this is about, but... We always take donations. It's free will donation. And our biggest event is the walk is where we'll be raising money.
Sure. And when you raise money locally, what happens with the money?
We are keeping some of the money locally. Since we have a board of directors, we can decide where the funds go. And we are spending that locally, like up the Heritage House, they have support groups. We're helping them out with advertisement and anything they need. Or if they have mom and dad are needing the support group, and the daughter comes with it and she has some kids, they might need somebody to watch the kids. That's yet to be discussed, but we're keeping some of this money that we raise locally. Otherwise, it will go for research grants. But every dollar that is raised stays in the state of Iowa. It does not go national.
Sure. Well, we don't do research here locally in Cass County, so if we're going to do research money, it's got to go somewhere where they do that. So.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So if you come out to the fair, lots of reasons to come on out and enjoy and see all the things happening. There's another place to stop and find out a little information.
Stop by and see me.
Yeah. If you wanted to know how to find some of this information, well, here's the place to do it. Very good. Randy, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.